And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, June 20th, 2013. On this date in 1837, the 18-year-old Alexandrina Victoria became Queen of England. Drina, as she was known to her family, had a fairly quiet childhood. She kept a diary, so we know a lot about her private life. She was a lively and sometimes mischievous child, and she was well-educated, but her mother was overprotective and kept her isolated at Kensington Palace in London. When she was born, she was fifth in line for the throne, behind a number of uncles and her father, and no one expected her to become a monarch. But one by one, her uncles and their heirs died, and by 1830, she was heiress presumptive, next in line for the crown. Dawn, hours of June 20th, 1837, the news came that her uncle, King William IV, died, and now she was queen. Her first demand was that she be given a room of her own and stop having to share one with her mother. She remains Britain's longest ruling monarch, having reigned for 63 years, 7 months, and 2 days. On this date in 1840, Samuel Morse received a patent for his system known as Morse code. During a demonstration of one of his early telegraph machines, he met a young mechanical engineer named Alfred Vail, who became Morse's assistant. Morse had an idea that the electrical current sent over a wire could be used to move a pencil along a moving strip of paper, but Vail simplified it by suggesting a cheaper and more practical alternative, an arm that would bounce up and down tapping out messages. But Morse was the better known of the two inventors, and it was his name on the patents, and that's why they call it Morse code and not Vail code. It's the birthday of American playwright Lillian Hellman, born in New Orleans in 1905. She wrote The Children's Hour at the age of 26. It premiered on Broadway, a play about a pompous boarding school student who damaged the reputations of two school directors by accusing them of having a lesbian relationship. When it was shunned by the Pulitzer Prize Committee because of its content, critics formed the New York Drama Critics Circle Award as a way to honor it. And it's the birthday of poet Paul Muldoon, born in Portadown, Ireland, in 1951. His father dug ditches for a living and could barely read or write. The only book his family owned was the Junior World Encyclopedia, and so it became Paul Muldoon's favorite book. He began to write poems in grade school as a way of getting out of one of his teacher's weekly essay assignments. After college, Muldoon began to publish books of poetry, supported himself by working as a TV producer for the BBC. He says that his influences are John Donne, Robert Frost, William Butler Yeats, and rock and roll. He is now a professor at Princeton University and the author of many collections of poetry, including Moist Sand and Gravel, which won the Pulitzer Prize. And here's a poem by Paul Muldoon, The Sonogram. Only a few weeks ago, the sonogram of Jean's womb resembled nothing so much as a satellite map of Ireland. Now, the image is so well defined they can make out not only a hand but a thumb. On the road to Spittal, a woman hitching a ride, a gladiator in his net passing judgment on the crowd. A poem by Paul Muldoon, Sonogram, from his collection Poems, published by Farrar, Straus, and Giroux, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. And this is Billy Collins for the Writer's Almanac, hoping you will join us next time.